Welcome to Discovery Watch with John Kaiser.
I'm Jim Goddard. Welcome back to the show, John.
Jim, happy to be back.
John, a year ago, you declared that Minerum Gold Corp had made a big silver discovery at its Alamos project in Mexico. Recently, a pair of respected newsletter writers kicked that stock right out of their recommended portfolio to make room for a new pick. Was this discovery just a flash in the pan?
Well, Jim, Minerum's discovery is not a flash in the pan, but it has not evolved the way you usually expect a discovery play to unfold when you get an intersection that says, hey, we have something big. Now, the background for this story is that this is an old mining district in Mexico that operated from 1860 until 1930 from mainly the La Quintera vein, which is basically three segments, very high grade, over 1,000 gram per ton gold, 200 million ounces of high gold silver, I should say, high grades, 200 million ounces of silver were hauled out of this vein in this district. Now, there are other veins that the old timers found walking around, and you can see a few little holes, pits, prospector pits dug into it, but none of these other veins had anything mineralization comparable to La Quintera vein. And the ownership was fragmented for many, many years. The project had never been drilled because of this fragmentation. And the Mexican group decided that we should try and consolidate this district. And they actually spent 6 years assembling all these small claims and optioned it to Minerum in 2017. Now, the key people at Minerum are Stephen Maynard, the exploration VP, and Peter McGaw, who's Mag Silver, of course, is his big success story. This became their baby. And Peter McGaw and Stephen developed what they call the piano key hypothesis so that lay people such as myself can better understand what they thought was really going on here. When they looked at the geology, they suspected that there are a series of faults, block faults that run parallel to that main vein, which have down-dropped segments or up-thrown the one that hosts the La Quintera vein. And in the Larry Buchanan model for low sulfidation epithermal systems, which has only been around since 1981, there is a specific 300 to 400 meter vertical horizon, the boiling zone, where all the gold and silver drop out and form these rich portions of the vein. And they said, you know, what if these other veins that are parallel to this main one are simply the upper levels where there isn't any meaningful silver mineralization left because it has all dropped out deeper? And because the old-timers did not have drills, all they did was go look at surface, and if there wasn't anything on surface, well, never mind, we'll just stick to mining the ones where it happened to be thrown up, where the erosion had taken away the barren top and exposed the high grade. And so they designed a drill program, a 5,000-meter drill program back in 2017, got the permits together. And in November of 2017, the first intersections that were drilled through the Quintera vein confirmed that, yes, indeed, there are these other veins, some of them blind, that have been down-dropped, that they are what's exposed to surface is actually higher up in the system than what is exposed in the La Quintera vein itself. But the big breakthrough came in January of last year when they had a very high-grade intersection in hole 17-7 that was 8 meters of 1,760 grams silver in the Europa Guadalupe vein, which was off to the west and basically a barren nothingness at surface. And that confirmed to them not just that these blocks were down-dropped to the west of the Quintera vein, but that silver enrichment is present at depth. So, of course, the old-timers could never find this because what's at surface is higher up in the Bonanza vein system. And the idea now is, okay, now we need to start drilling this off. But the company decided that this is such a big discovery that rather than just raise a bunch of money and put drills onto this and start tracking the high-grade mineralization and gradually stitching together a resource, they said, if this is as big as we think it is, we better make sure that all these underlying agreements have all their T's crossed and I dotted. So they went through everything and cleaned up any messiness that the lawyers may have left unfinished. And they also decided we need a much bigger land package because this obviously is going to apply to a larger area because where the La Quintera vein happened to have been popped up and eroded and exposed, that was just a coincidence, and it doesn't mean that the surrounding area is sterile simply because nobody found anything. So they have since then expanded the land position from just under 5,000 hectares to 16,000 hectares. And when I look at the map and I look at the orientation of the veins, I say, well, why haven't you acquired this ground here to the southwest? I mean, isn't that the obvious ground? They said, well, that is true, but we are still working on a final, you know, acquisition. So I suspect that they will, you know, in the not too distant future, announce a much larger land package. And of course, they haven't been in a hurry to go in there and start drilling and getting all the underlying landowners excited and the price go through the roof and all kinds of other parties come in there and get in the way. So they dialed back the enthusiasm, and the stock was kind of a big, boring stock. This other pair of newsletter writers had helped the stock into the 50, 60 cent range and were fairly supportive. But it was taking forever. The other thing the company did was they went in there and started doing detailed mapping and prospecting, and they expanded the number of veins to about 14 or 15 distinct veins. And when you add them all up there, the strike length, you get something like 24 kilometers of vein strike, all the parallel ones. And, of course, they know that there's some blind ones also in between that may also be important. But this cumulative strike of these parallel veins is important because the La Quintera vein, although overall it stretched for 7 kilometers, only 1.5 kilometers was really enriched. So you have this sort of vein-like sheet, and it runs maybe 2 meters wide and is generally, you know, not particularly interesting. But there are these shoots where sometimes it blows as wide as 20 meters. And that's where that 1,000 gram per ton plus silver was located and mined. And those enriched shoots represent only 1.5 kilometers of the overall strike. So if you sort of say there's 20% of the veins had this shoot enrichment, and you argue, well, this, if whatever it was that drove the La Quintera vein, the whole area there, the block faulting, it's all post-mineral, all these other veins would have been subject to a similar fluid flow during that formation period. And if you take a wild guess and sort of say, okay, the 20% periodicity of shoot development is going to be similar, you end up with a 400 meter vertical extent, all preserved because these other veins have been downdropped, so they haven't been eroded away. You can start dreaming about a billion ounce silver district still being present here, you know, with 200 million found and mined over a 300 year period. But it's not going to be so easy to delineate all this because it's going to require a lot of drilling along each of these veins to find where are these shoots, put together resource, develop a mining plan. So obviously Minorum doesn't want to become a producer. It wants to eventually be sold. So the other thing they did, in September they started another 5,000 meter drill program, And what they did is they took locations, strategic locations within the property, and, well, 1.5 kilometers away from each hole, spacing between each hole, and drilled these fairly shallow 30-degree angled holes that would have taken, intersected the at maximum 400-meter vertical depth, but it was designed to track these veins, intersect as many parallel veins as possible, even find some that are blind and not visible at surface. They weren't really expecting to hit, Bonanza Zone like they did with that hole 7 in January. I mean, if they did, they certainly haven't told us about it yet. But the whole plan was to map out all these veins and establish which ones have some sort of mineralization in them, give them an idea of where within that vertical system the boiling zone is likely to exist, and set the stage for a future focused drilling program where they are targeting the right depth for each of the vein, where you would see the boiling zone, the Bonanza Zone enrichment, and go to town drilling this. Now, they have not released the results of this program that began in September, and these holes were painfully slow because of the low angle, taking as much as 3 to 4 weeks per hole. They're not designed to produce a bunch of high-grade intersections where the market can sit there and do the basic arithmetic and say, okay, we're seeing 300,000 tons of 1,000-gram silver evolve here and there. They have not given that to the market. So the stock has been a bit of a bore, but I think this is going to change. They're going to report on the results of this program. If they got lucky, there might be some flash in there. Maybe they're going to announce that they have an additional land position, in which case I suspect they may do another similar shallow angle program to map the area of the additional ground so that they have a complete big picture of what is the upside limit for this. And then probably in the second half of this year, that's when they will get serious about drilling off these veins to find these high-grade shoots and start putting together at least the back of the napkin resource estimate so that silver producers can take a look at this and say, okay, what are we willing to pay when to take out this project? Now, it's not cheap. There's over 300 million shares fully diluted. It's trading at 40, 45 cents or so. So the project already has a $150 million valuation, which is pretty good considering that there is no resource estimate. We are in what's called the S-curve portion. But when you look at the context, the confirmation of the piano key hypothesis, you can see that, yes, this is an unfolding discovery. They took a breather to make sure that they don't lose parts of it. They also took care of all the social license issues, got the two ejidos that are in that area on site so that they don't suddenly get upset because there's drill crews running all around. So I think it is not a flash in the pan. I think it is a very important emerging discovery, but we may not be able to fully appreciate that until the second half of the year when they get down to delineating this with a large